This is your Mountain Meisters Recap with
Kevin the Boomer Hamlin.
There it is. It's just a makeshift one for now, Kevin. We'll get you an official liner. Is our good friend Ray, of course, giving you the big introduction that he gave you last week. Welcome to the Magic Morning Show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Mountain Meisters Recap. You've done this before, so yeah. We'll just get right into it. We're going to recap what happened yesterday at Mountain Meisters. Corey mentioned you guys yesterday during his report. Nothing like Meisters when it snows. So you can't have some Meisters without it snowing outside.
No, you can't.
So how was the storm and all the effect on that?
The storm was, we got quite a bit of snow, so the skiing was awesome.
Yeah.
Course-wise, we had the groomers go out early morning, right before we got up there to set, to pack the snow down, which helped a lot, but it made for an interesting course come in the afternoon.
I mean,
we plowed the snow off the best we could. It turned into a luge run.
Right.
So just as long as you stayed in that rut, you were fine. But
and that was it. It was a heavy snow that we got yesterday.
It was very heavy. So if you were the few lucky people who got there for a first chair, you got some good ski runs. But by the afternoon, it got chopped up quite a bit.
That's what happens, right?
When it
comes to the course and the weather. And did the storm have any effect on the turnout? Still a good turnout for the most part?
Still pretty good turnout. I mean, they had a two-hour delay yesterday, so I think a couple of the kids and parents took advantage of that. But
absolutely,
we had 264 racers come through the course yesterday, so not too bad.
Very cool. It's a cool area, you know, that you live in when the two-hour delay, everybody just thinks, I can go skiing. I can go in the morning, get this done.
Exactly.
Which is really nice, and that's why we're the number one ski town, right?
And there's no friends on a powder day.
Very cool. What a couple of some of the front runners, pretty much the same when it comes to the front
runners? Yeah, same, you know. Tim Sim coming
the
very end of the and overtaking Skippy Bartlett for first place yesterday, and Hillary McCloy coming late yesterday and edging out Kayla Morin. So
wonderful.
So not too much change for the top dogs.
All in all, considering weather and what was going on, it was a good day.
Yeah. It was a good day. I think everybody had a blast. So.
All right. Very cool. Obviously, you guys must have a lot going on this weekend coming into next week. We got February vacation coming up.
It's gonna February be vacation.
Busy,
week.
Busy. And I know you have a whole list of things.
I do have a list they gave
me. So what's coming up? What can we expect?
So one thing they wanted me to mention is Cranmore's there hosting their second after-hour series up at the Meister Hut at the Summit.
Nice.
That's on February 23rd. You get a chairlift ride, live music, appetizers, cash bar. You can purchase tickets online at cranmore.com, and it's a 21+. I think it's like $49. I've heard it's a pretty good time. Go up, especially if it's a nice, clear night. I mean, looking over the valley, hanging out up there, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, right,
so,
of course.
And then vacation week hours coming up Saturday to Saturday, they're extending their hours for skiing and riding, so 8:30 to 8 p.m. And then tubing and mountain adventures going from 9 to 8, so... Plenty of time to get out there.
I was going
to
say, that means the lights go on and all that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
very cool. So it's going to be busy for February vacation. When it comes to the Meisters, then, so you guys are off next week.
Yep, we are off next week. So no Meisters, no clinics or anything next week. We'll pick up the following week, even though it's New Hampshire vacation week, but we'll pick up that following week with week 7 and go from there.
Very cool. Very good. So it was a good day on the course for all things considered. We got a busy week coming up for you guys. And of course, when it comes to your background, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about your background when it comes to skiing. Because you are a North Conway local, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So talk about a little bit about, because we know Ray's story, whatever. We've got Corey coming in and we know his story. But you're fresh to the game here. So what's a little bit about your background here being North Conway?
I actually grew up in Intervale. So Bartlett, I'm a Bartlett boy.
All right, so homegrown.
So actually I grew up skiing at Attitash.
Yeah.
But that was before Bear Peak and everything. That was back when Attitash was Attitash, and I mean, I loved it back then.
Very cool.
So I grew up doing that, and then during college and stuff, you know, still skiing, and then when I got done college and moved back here, my uncle actually works at Cranmore and got me a job teaching.
Okay.
So I've been there ever since. I've been there almost 15 years now. So
there it is.
Between doing that and grooming and everything right at Cranmore. So.
All right. So a little bit of everything. That's why you're in the chair now. That's why you're going to be taking over the Meisters recap here, because you are one of the local ski experts that we have.
Yep.
So it's pretty. It's great to have you, and we will continue on with the rest of the season. Remember, everything that's going on at Cranmore and over at the Mountain Meisters, you can check out cranmore.com, just like Kevin said. You can also follow them on Facebook. Any last takeaways here when it comes to the recap?
One other thing before I forget.
Sure.
The N68 Hours of Hunger that we've been raising money the past couple weeks for Meisters. We raised another $400 yesterday. So total for the 2 weeks, we got $870.
Awesome.
For N68 Hours of Hunger, which is pretty awesome.
It is so. Great. That's great. And that's one of those local charities. If you guys want to learn more about them, you can go to N68HoursOfHunger.org. We've teamed up with them in the past. And the best part about it is the money stays right here in
exactly.
the valley. Helps
yep.
all the local schools, all the ski clubs that have those kids that are involved. It's outstanding. So N68 Hours of Hunger, and kudos to everybody who was helping donate for that. Meister's always trying to do good.
Yeah, always trying to do good. Off the top of my head, I don't remember what's next on the agenda for the next following weeks, but we have something every week.
Right. That locality is very important
yep.
to the Meisters.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, that sounds like a full recap of I Know
yeah.
One, right? Excellent. You guys, again, check out all the details, cranmore.com. You can also check out all the events that will be happening for February vacation and this upcoming weekend. Kevin, thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you very much.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good?
All right. It's the Mountain Meister Recap on Magic 104. Today's It's. Oh, and I do want to give a shout-out to White Mountains Community College, the proud sponsor of this segment.
Yes.
You can check them out online, wmcc.edu. It's magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.